Israel News for May 28, 2024. IDF forces are reportedly advancing towards the Rafah city center. Tanks were reported to be seen near the central mosque in the city center. IDF forces are also fighting in Jabalia and in central Gaza. There are currently 10 brigades operating in the Gaza Strip, 5 of which are in Rafah. The Egyptian army officer who was killed in a shooting incident with IDF troops at the Rafah crossing yesterday was found to have opened fire on IDF troops. He was reportedly angry about the situation in Rafah. Israeli and Egyptian officials are working together to prevent similar incidents from occurring in the future. Israeli forces intercepted 2 drones headed for Eilat. Iranian militias in Iraq claimed responsibility for the drone attack. At least 30 rockets were fired towards Marin yesterday, and 25 at Kiryat Shemana. A home in Kiryat Shmona took a direct hit and fires broke out in the surrounding areas. IDF forces struck the rocket launchers. The Hezbollah-affiliated Al-Mayadeen channel said earlier that the IDF had killed a senior operative of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad near the Lebanese border with Syria. The European Union is reportedly discussing imposing sanctions on Israel if it does not comply with the rulings made by the International Court of Justice in The Hague. The Egyptian Foreign Ministry urged the EU to pressure Israel into following the ruling. Former President Donald Trump told Jewish donors at a fundraising event held on Monday that he supports Israel's right to defend itself and to continue its operation in Gaza. Thanks for listening to the Israel AM News Summary. To receive the Israel AM News Summary directly in your inbox, subscribe at www.israelam.com.